from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here is the news first headline. Indonesia strongly condemns Israeli attacks in Gaza, Lebanon, and UN peacekeeping forces. United States urges Israel to honor UNIFIL's role in Lebanon. Those are the headlines, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed strong condemnation of Israeli attacks that not only targeted Gaza and Lebanon, but also United Nations peacekeepers serving in Lebanon. After inaugurating Anak Muda Aceh Unggul Hebat Youth Creative Hub at the Amanah Central Building Aceh Besar Regency Aceh Province on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo emphasized the action could not be justified.
Indonesia mengutuk keras serangan Israel.
Indonesia strongly condemn Israel's attacks both to Gaza, to Lebanon, and finally to UNIFIL Lebanon, strongly condemn. Why are the so-called peace forces being attacked? Someone was injured.
Gak boleh itu, yang namanya pasukan perdamaian kok, ikut-ikutan diserang. Ada yang luka lagi.
Citing President RE.go.id, this statement was delivered amid rising tensions in the Middle East with conflicts involving several countries and parties, including Israel, Palestine, Lebanon, and Iran. Indonesia, as a country that always promotes international peace, affirms its position to oppose all forms of violence and urges the cessation of armed conflicts. Through this statement, Indonesia calls on all parties to exercise restraint and respect international law, especially regarding the protection of peacekeepers serving under the mandate of the United Nations. Bank Indonesia and the Bank of Japan, acting as an agent of the Japanese Ministry of Finance, agreed to extend the bilateral swap arrangement. The agreement signed by Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio and Bank of Japan Governor Kazuo Ueda is effective from October 14, 2024 to October 13, 2027. Executive Director of the Bank Indonesia Communication Department, Ramdan Deni Prakoso, in Jakarta on Tuesday explained, "The Indonesia-Japan bilateral swap agreement is a bilateral currency swap agreement between Bank Indonesia and the Bank of Japan in the form of exchanging rupiah for US dollars and or Japanese yen as a second line of defense option in maintaining external resilience. Indonesia and Japan assess the extension of the BSA can strengthen financial cooperation between the two countries in providing financial safety nets that are expected to contribute to financial stability at the regional and global levels." Now we have Indonesian Ministry of Transportation through the Directorate General of Sea Transportation that considers the implementation of the 1982 United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea is very important. To ensure the safety of shipping security and protection of the maritime environment, as well as to strengthen Indonesia's position as the world's maritime axis. In addition, as the largest archipelago in the world, Indonesia also has a very crucial role in maintaining the sustainability and security of its sea territory. Director General of Sea Transportation of the Ministry of Transportation, Captain Anthony Arif Priadi, on Tuesday asserted, "Through the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, Indonesia can strengthen control over its territorial waters, manage its natural resources more effectively and sustainably, and protect its ecosystem from damage caused by human activities." The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs through the Indonesian Embassy in Yangon and the Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok released 12 Indonesian citizens who were held in an online fraud company in the Miawadi conflict area in Myanmar. Through a press release from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Tuesday, they were crossed from Myanmar to Thailand on Tuesday at 4 p.m. local time and will undergo the immigration process in Thailand according to applicable regulations. The victims traveled to Thailand from March to July after being promised to get jobs in Thailand. However, it was stated they claimed to be held captive and forced to work as online scammers and online gamblers and experience physical violence. Until now, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has removed 65 Indonesian citizens from the region, and there are still 69 Indonesian citizens who are being sought to get out of Miawadi. Now we move to the international news. The Indonesian ambassador to the Philippines, Lieutenant General Agus Wijoyo, gave a briefing on professional soldiers to Naval Academy cadets participating in the 2024 Kartika Jala Krida exercise of the Indonesian Bima Suci warship in Manila, Philippines, on Tuesday. Ambassador Agus Wijoyo said, Bima Suci warship plays an important role in supporting Indonesia's diplomatic mission because it's known as the goodwill ambassador and promotes Indonesian culture to the international community. Indonesian warship or KRI Bima Suci is a strategic tool to strengthen Indonesia's friendship with other countries. We continue with the White House that urged Israel on Tuesday to respect the role of the United Nations peacekeeping force operating in Lebanon after Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu pushed for its immediate withdrawal. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters UNIFIL plays a peace role in Lebanon. He wants all sides to respect that role, including Israel. The call comes after Netanyahu delivered a video message to the United Nations withdraw UNIFIL from what he called Hezbollah strongholds and conflict areas as Israel continues its ground invasion of Lebanon. Several members of the peacekeeping force were injured after Israel's ground invasion of southern Lebanon. We end the news with the Australian government that has renewed a travel warning for its citizens in Israel, urging them to leave the country immediately following the escalation of the security situation, which has been exacerbated by Israel's continued attacks on Gaza and Lebanon. According to the Australian Minister for Foreign Affairs, the Australian government has evacuated 2,748 of its citizens and their families out of Lebanon. The Israeli offensive in Gaza has exacerbated an already dire humanitarian crisis with severe shortages of food, clean water, and medical supplies due to the prolonged blockade. Efforts by the United States, Egypt, and Qatar as mediators to reach a ceasefire and secure a prisoner swap between Israel and Hamas have failed, as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu refuses to stop the fighting. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The inauguration of the new Indonesian government is scheduled to be held at the Indonesian Parliament Building in Senayan, Jakarta on Sunday, coinciding with the end of the presidential and vice presidential term for 2019 to 2024. Ahead of the date, Indonesian President Joko Widodo and his ministers are still working as usual, as if they will not step down. President Joko Widodo continues to travel around Indonesia, inaugurating various infrastructure projects. He even signed the list of candidates for the Corruption Eradication Commission KPK Leadership and Supervisory Board. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs still engaged with reporters at her ministry. She will take on a new role as the United Nations UN Secretary's General Special Envoy for Water Issues. The Indonesian Minister of Public Works and Housing is still managing matters related to Indonesia's new capital, Nusantara. At the same time, the Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture Through its agricultural information and human resources, Development Agency continues to support agricultural graduates and millennial farmers in developing modern agriculture. Indeed, the government transition does not need to be seen as something too special that requires stopping daily tasks. Although, they will no longer hold their position as president or ministers in a few days. The work must still be completed so they do not leave unfinished business for their successor. Moreover, the new officials may set new targets and approaches differ from those of the previous ones. There are rumors that some ministers from President Joko Widodo's era will retain their positions in the new government, but the directives they receive will surely be different. Many say President Joko Widodo's leadership style will greatly influence the new government. However, all decisions are ultimately in the hands of the newly elected president, Prabowo Subianto. Whatever happens, the people certainly hope that things will be better in the future.
Today in history with an event from October 16, 1905 about the founding of Sarekat Dagang Islam or Islamic Trade Union in Indonesia. Sarekat Dagang Islam or Islamic Trade Union was founded on October 16, 1905 by Haji Samanhudi. It was the first trade organization established in Indonesia. Initially, Sarekat Dagang Islam was formed in response to the rejection by Muslim traders of the entry of foreign traders seeking to dominate the Indonesian market. During the first Islamic Trade Union Congress in Solo in 1906, its name was changed to Sarikat Islam or Islamic Association. In 1912, Hoss Chokro Aminoto expanded the trade union activities, which previously focused only on economic and social issues, towards political and religious matters to raise the Islamic spirit of resistance against colonialism and imperialism at that time. Moving on to an event from October 16, 1964 about China's first nuclear test, Project 596. On October 16, 1964, the People's Republic of China conducted its first nuclear test, known as Project 596, at the former Lopnor South Lake in the northwest region of China. This test used a uranium-235 fission device enriched at the Lanzhou gas diffusion plant. With the success of this test, China became the fifth country in the world to possess nuclear power. Project 596 also marked the beginning of 45 other nuclear tests conducted by China at Lopnor until 1996, including 23 tests that were detonated in the atmosphere. The success of Project 596 accelerated the development of China's nuclear technology. Just 32 months after the first test, China tested a thermonuclear weapon with a yield of 3.3 megatons in June 1967, demonstrating rapid progress in its nuclear program. We end today in history with the World Food Day on October 16. World Food Day was first established in 1979 to commemorate the founding of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, which was established in 1945. More than 150 countries, including Indonesia, recognized this commemoration as an important moment to raise global food issues. FAO also emphasizes the right to food is not just about access, but also about having a diverse and nutritious diet that should be affordable, easily accessible, and safe for everyone. This aligns with the global goal to achieve zero hunger by 2030, a mission to end hunger and improve the quality of life for rural communities. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Kau hari ini serasa hampa hati tanpa kehadiranmu. Kemana kau menghilang? Biasanya kau di sini menemani aku mengawali hari. Sebagian orang mereka menghindarimu. Kau tak bisa mati. Adakah mereka tahu, di saat engkau hadir bumi kelihatan indah. Kemana kau pergi, aku merindukanmu. Tak banyak yang ku minta, hanyalah kehadiranmu. Bersinarlah kembali, wahai mentariku. Tak banyak yang ku minta, hanyalah kehadiranmu. Bersinarlah kembali, bersinarlah kembali. Ku ingin engkau hadir selalu. Sinari bumi awali hariku. Tiada anak kecil berlarian di taman. Tiada bunga-bunga berkembang tanpamu. Aku berharap megamendung awan hitam itu cepat berlalu. Ku ingin engkau hadir selalu. Sinari bumi awali hariku. Oh, ku ingin engkau hadir selalu. Sinari bumi awali hariku. Oh, yeah. Ta 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 ta. All right. Na 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 na. Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's by Indonesia entitled Surpassing Transaction Target, Accompanying the Success of the 39 Trade Expo Indonesia. The enthusiasm of exporters, buyers, and investors towards the 39 Trade Expo Indonesia is very great, because at the official closing of the Trade Expo Indonesia, the transaction value was recorded at $22.73 billion, exceeding the target set at $15 billion. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Trade, Zulkifli Hasan, when closing the 39 Trade Expo Indonesia at the ICE BSD Tangerang, Banten on Saturday. According to Zulkifli, Trade Expo Indonesia, which is always implemented very innovatively, is very beneficial for business actors. Minister Zulkifli said, the expo was attended by 1,460 business actors with 41,488 visitors from 140 countries and 8,042 foreign buyers. Zulkifli Hasan explained the countries with the largest transactions during the 39 Trade Expo Indonesia were India, Vietnam, the Netherlands, the Philippines, and Egypt. Minister Zulkifli also explained the most popular products during this year's expo included coal, steel, crude palm oil and its derivatives, logistics, and paper. In the 4 days of implementation from October 9 to the 12, 2024, Indonesia also recorded trade agreements with several countries, including China. Indonesia also made a trade agreement with Angola with a trade agreement worth $1 million. Meanwhile, on another occasion, the Charge d'Affaires of the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul, Zelda Wulan Kartika, who also led the South Korean business mission to the 39th Trade Expo Indonesia, said the South Korean business mission to Indonesia had recorded a total trade and investment agreement worth about $296 million. According to Zelda, this agreement is quite significant, because it includes the purchase of food and beverage products, spices, health services, wood pellets, chemical products, and many others. Zelda said, as she had done at the Indonesian embassy in Seoul, that she is committed to increasing cooperation between business actors between countries and facilitating their participation in Trade Expo Indonesia with networking activities will encourage investment flows to Indonesia. That was today's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Kau yang paling setia, kau yang teristimewa, kau yang aku cinta, cuma engkau saja. Dari semua pria, aku yang juara. Dari semua wanita, kau yang paling sejiwa. Denganmu semua air mata menjadi tawa sukaria. Akankah kau selalu ada menemani dalam suka duka? Denganmu aku bahagia, denganmu semua ceria. Janganlah satunya dan tak ada dua, apalagi tiga, cuma engkau saja.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, spending time with your family is something very exciting, especially if you live in the metropolis of Jakarta, Indonesia. The hectic work schedule and traffic congestion in the city can bring about feeling stressful, making it necessary to take a break and seek a change of scenery. Fortunately, there are many places you can visit in and around Jakarta to unwind. One such place, not far from Jakarta, is located in the southern outskirts in the city bordering the province of Banten. The destination is Situ Gintung Tourist Park, situated in Ciputat, South Tangerang, Banten. This lake, nestled within an urban forest, offers refreshing air and a serene atmosphere. The gentle ripples of Situ Gintung's water bring a sense of peace, while the chirping of birds seems to welcome every visitor. Situ Gintung is an artificial lake that has existed since the Dutch colonial era. For just 35,000 rupiah, or about $20 on weekdays, and 50,000 rupiah on weekends, you can enjoy its beauty. Listener, this tourism spot was originally a dam built during the Dutch colonial period between 1932 and 1933. Situ Gintung Tourist Park offers not only beautiful scenery, but also a variety of family-friendly attractions. First, there is a swimming pool and a water park available for both children and adults. The swimming area is separated from the water park to ensure safety and comfort for those who wish to swim. The water park at Situ Gintung is divided into two areas, one for children and another for adults. There are many ways to enjoy Situ Gintung. Situ Gintung also features a jogging track often used by the residents of South Tangerang and the surrounding areas. Besides offering recreational and sports facilities, the local management also provides an outbound area along with activity packages. For groups or individuals who want to enjoy outbound activities and outdoor camping, Situ Gintung Tourist Park is fully equipped. The camping area has a capacity of up to 5,000 people, so you won't need to worry about finding space during weekends or holiday seasons. Additionally, there are boat rentals and fishing areas. After a day of exploring and trying out the various attractions, you'll likely feel hungry. Don't rush home just yet, as the park also has a restaurant. The diverse menu offers delicious flavors, and the restaurant not only serves food and beverages, but also treats dinners to beautiful views of the surrounding. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger and a resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali. Which means that's a lot. Anting. Anting. Which means earrings. Ibu. Ibu. Which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga. Telinga. which means ear. Panjang, panjang, which means long. Konon, konon, which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat, masyarakat, which means community or people. Suku Dayak, suku Dayak, which means Dayak tribe. Wanita, wanita, which means woman. Cantik, cantik, which means beautiful. Anak muda, anak muda, which means young man or young woman. Tradisi, tradisi, which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear this statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In this sentence, there is an interjection, wow. Wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at the number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now let's listen to other example of the use of interjection wow, wow, which means wow or ow to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means wow, how magnificent the Borobudur temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, a woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga. The word Tete in Mentawai traditional language means grandfather or also earthquake. Tete Amu Siat Loga linguistically means the earthquake is coming, the squirrels are already screaming. In the song lyrics, if Tete is angry or an earthquake is about to occur, natural signs will appear, such as the sound of restless animals, rumbling sounds from the top of the hill, landslides, and others. The song emerged after a major earthquake followed by a tsunami in the Mentawai Islands in 1797. The song Tete Amu Siat Loga is sung for one generation to the next generation. The song is like an early warning and reminder of the signs and dangers of earthquake and tsunami disasters. Well, listener, here is the song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga by Mate Samalingai. Happy listening!
Amu siat loga teteu katinambu leleu teteu girisit nyau nyau girisit nyau nyau amu golu teteu ta pelebu arata deake baikonang gui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go barasita teteu lalak lak paguru seilen oh teteu amu siat loga teteu katinambu leleu teteu Golu teteu ta pelebu arata deake baikonang gui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go barasita teteu lalak lak paguru seilen Siat loga teteu katinambu leleu teteu girisit nyau nyau girisit nyau nyau amu golu teteu ta pelebu arata deake baikonang gui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go barasita teteu lalak lak paguru seilen oh teteu amu siat loga teteu katinambu leleu teteu Teteu, teteu, amu golu teteu ta pelebu Arata deake baikonang Gui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go Barasita teteu lalak lak paguru seilen Oh, teteu amu siat loga Teteu amu siat loga Teteu grisit nyau nyau grisit nyau nyau
Voice of Indonesia.